North Platte Public Schools Board of Education, Stuart Simpson. And good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
It's good to have you in. Cindy O'Connor, board member. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to recapping last night's Board of Education meeting. We're, I suppose we're, are we a month into school?
We are.
What day did we start?
We started on August 10th.
Yeah.
And yes, we are
gosh,
4 weeks into the school year already. And things are going crazy. We were just talking, you know, softball was going crazy last night. Would they have a doubleheader?
They had a doubleheader today. They played one yesterday.
Yeah. So it's going constantly. Tonight we have a varsity, it's a JV. Let's see. I'm reading the notes here. Reserve JV varsity volleyball versus Lexington here at the high school. Thursday we have golf. We have tennis. We have cross country. We have football. Once again, softball doubleheader in Hastings. So, I mean, it's just continual stuff. And then, you know, we also want to say, besides all the those activities, then we have our fall play coming up on Friday at 7 and then Saturday at 7.
Oh,
so,
very
I mean,
good.
It's great to see all of our students getting involved in all the activities around North Platte High School.
Yeah, that schedule is. You got to really stay on. As somebody who reports on it every day, I just do day by day. I can't, because there's just too much. So you just do day by day. What's today? And we'll worry about tomorrow.
Well, we haven't even got into it. And I wish I had it in front of me. But, you know, our middle school is going full gore with football, volleyball,
sure.
Cross country. I think that's the three sports that they have at our middle school too at Adams, and so those sports are already taking off. And I believe it's they have to have four events or four things during the course of their season. And their season is shorter, obviously, compared to the high school. But still, our students at Adams are getting out to go to, you know, various communities as well as communities coming here. So, you know, all of our students are getting involved in some way.
We're a month in now, fully into it. And so let's talk about last night's Board of Education meeting, mainly budget themed, right? Does that sound right?
Well, I would say yes.
Mainly. For the most part. I mean, that's kind of the season. We just had Jerry Woodruff in, and they just finalized their last budget work session. So I know September is usually budget month.
Yes, it is.
And so where are we at with the budget for North Platte Public Schools?
Well, I think we're pleased to say that the Board of Education passed the 23-24 budget this last night. We were anticipating a joint public hearing, but due to changes, we're going to be setting a different property tax request hearing here in the near future. But for the most part, our budget is set, and we're moving forward as far as educating our students. I think the thing that we talk about the most is our students in the classroom and what our teachers are doing. And so when we look at that, you know, we try to build our budget around what we have to do in the classroom. And so hopefully we have that addressed and identified in the budget and moving forward.
Is that like a collective, we got the budget done?
Well, you know, Cindy came on, and I'll comment, and then Cindy can comment. But Cindy came on in January as a board member, and she was put on the finance committee. And Cindy had worked for me for 18 years, but, you know, she's now getting the other side of the story in regards to a lot of stuff. And she's had to be in a few more meetings than I've had in the past in regards to finance. But really, hopefully, I've... You know, she's seeing everything that has to happen on this finance.
He's answered all my questions, but being on the other side of it is, wow.
What was the previous 18?
I was a payroll bookkeeper.
Well, then you were qualified for finance committee,
well,
I would say.
I don't know if I was qualified, but...
More than most, I would think.
But, it's been very eye-opening. I told Stuart, I said, with all the meetings we've had, I don't even feel like I retired.
Don't get to,
So.
Well, now then that had to have been a nice sigh of relief, and we got that budget approved for you.
It was good
at least
to get last night's done, that's for sure.
Very good. Talk with Cindy O'Connor and Stuart Simpson here. North Platte Public Schools Board of Education met last night. Anything else on the agenda that was worth mentioning?
No, I really, other than that, we had a few policies that the board went through and approved. And other than that, that was the focus of our board meeting, just because of this, like you said, the season and budget and what we're doing in the district. So moving forward, I would say, you know, as we start in October, November, we're going to see Students of the Month, which will be a positive thing. What our students students are doing in the district and how much they're doing, which is always amazing when they start listening all the activities. Do they even sleep anymore? Because it's amazing how much activities they're involved in. And then we'll hear more from our other directors in regards to, you know, what we're doing for helping our teachers grow professionally, as well as, you know, just what we're doing in our curriculum area. I'm trying to look at all of our special ed. You know, our kids club after school program, that's, you know, started back up. We're about 2-3 weeks into that. Carrie Linneman's doing a lot of positive stuff for our kids on the after school program, from horse club to just engaging our students with additional learning opportunities on our after school program.
Very good. Stuart Simpson, Cindy O'Connor here for North Platte Public Schools Board of Education. And if I recall, backyard barbecue.
Yes. Is that? Yeah, I think it's coming up here in 2 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm a week ahead. I thought it, for some reason I had a panic.
Well, in thinking about everything, I'm glad you brought that up, because we had Terry Birchall there, and she was talking about the backyard barbecue, because that's when we're going to light up our new
video
scoreboard in 2 weeks. So that's, you know, coming along here quickly, and we'll have that taken care of. And then the week of October 1st, I think October 2nd is the homecoming parade, and October 4th is homecoming.
Very good.
For North Platte High School. So it's just like, you know, 1 week gets done, and then we have a lot more activities coming up.
Bulldog Backyard Barbecue, September 22nd. There you go. I just found the time for that. They got all the change wars. I know we talked with Terry about all that last time she was in. So, yeah, that'll be fun to light up the new scoreboard. I'm sure they're working hard on that. I know that's been a fun project with the folks in charge of it, and also students to get to learn to run it, right?
Right. When we look at that, there's a lot of curriculum material that comes along with it. So Vicki Carlson, our secondary teaching and learning, will start working with Phil Willey at the high school as far as implementing some curriculum there. We already do a little bit of it in the doghouse when we have basketball and volleyball games, but now it's going to be, you know, outside, and then other opportunities that we can have with that scoreboard. I haven't seen it yet, but it'll be exciting to see. Supposedly, they say they do movie nights, so we can have people come out on the football field and watch movies. So, and if you look at it, please just drive by it and take a look at the old scoreboard and the new scoreboard. Two different amazing things. It's like, you know, one and then a mini-me compared to what it was. So it's amazing what they've changed in the technology. And really, when you look at it, the amount of energy that's put out to run that is probably less than what we're running on the old ones.
That's the amazing part. It's more efficient. Yeah,
more efficient all the way through. So
absolutely.
Yeah, but I think the other thing that we're talking about all of our activities, but probably within a month here, we're going to start district playoff for softball, volleyball, tennis,
girls golf.
Thank you. Yeah, everything. It's just like all of a sudden, it's within a month, we're going to be concluding, you know, fall sports and moving into winter.
And some of those outdoor fall sports are going to be happy they're going to be concluding before the cold really hits. Kind of in the perfect season right now.
It's a little bit cool, but it's nice to be outside. Obviously, I was a tennis dad, and watching my daughter play, it was amazing, because you always hope for nice weather so they can get out. And so right now, it's looking like good weather. We want the rain, but, you know, we can get those courts cleaned off and
That's right. Stuart Simpson, Cindy O'Connor, anything else we need to mention from last night's meeting?
I don't think so.
I think
Stuart, you covered it pretty well.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to make sure that I didn't take over the conversation.
You were chatty Cathy.
Well, thanks for coming in, guys, this morning, and enjoy the rest of your day, all right?
Thank you. You have a wonderful day.